Look at me, a real housewife. I haven't thought of waking up in the morning and doing anything leisurely. So instead, I dedicated the majority of Stefan's time at work cleaning up and prepping meals. I truly couldn't imagine hard work could afford luxuries like this anymore. Felt odd just studying up the place to fill my time, but after a cup of coffee and cranking on the radio, I felt right at home. That was the back door. It's open, but I'm sure I locked it after Stefan left. Hello? Stefan, is that you? If that wasn't the oddest thing. None of the locks are jimmied. Now just what in the heck? Ugh. Now look, the door blew open so hard that the doorknob left a hole in the wall. It's not even all that windy today. Well, of all the... came from upstairs. What in the... It sounds like something fell. But were those footsteps too? What am I doing? Am I really gonna go up there with a knife all on my own? No. That blood, it had to be coming from the attic. Oh my gosh. Hello? Hello? Is anyone up there? Oh goodness, the blood is definitely coming from the door here. Ugh. No choice, I gotta pull this open. Ugh.
And right in front of her, the bloody, lifeless body of a man comes tumbling down through the small attic door, landing at the feet of a terrified Marjorie. Obviously a fresh kill, the average-looking man was dressed in the usual farmhand clothes and boots. This victim would in fact look quite normal in most circumstances, besides the image of shock on his face and the ear-to-ear gash on his throat.